Hi, this is Greg checking in for my final report from my long 6+ week trip in Argentina. First, I'll give you a wrap up of Jujuy, the place I was up in far northern Argentina. On my last report, I mentioned that I met with a consortio of, as they call it here, pastors in Jujuy, in the capital city of Jujuy, which is about 40 miles from the San Pedro de Jujuy that I was in, and he said that they seemed to receive it well. Well, the next day they sent out a text saying, okay, a new chapter has begun. They are fully taking on this idea of using the apostles and prophets to build a foundation for this unity of the church in Jujuy. So that all came after my meeting with them, when it was like the boldness of God came over me, and all of a sudden I became very fluent in Spanish, and I just laid it all out of how it has to be if they ever want to get to unity, utilizing the apostolic and the prophetic people in the church, that most of them are on the outside of what most people would call the church, but are believers. So thank you to those of you who were proclaiming open minds to receive the new thing, because really we couldn't get a better report than that one. And the week-long trip up north culminated with me speaking, preaching, ministering that night, and it was very well received, and actually at 90 degrees inside the church building because they didn't have any air conditioning. They had a bunch of fans. It was a full house, so also something I wouldn't have expected that that would happen. But afterwards, many of them asked me when I could come back again, and some of them, the more prophetic people, said, you know, that's a lot of the same stuff we've been trying to say, but they can't receive it from people local, which is exactly why God has to send prophetic people from outside to send the message. So that's a little easier for the leadership to receive the message. My friends Avon and Roxana, who I traveled with as my main connection down in southern Argentina, just let me know that they went to meet already, went back to meet with some of the people that I'd spoken to down there, and they're already setting up teams, prophetic teams, and really preaching this apostolic prophetic message. So they said they're on fire, and they've already got several people on board with the new message. Plus, I've had a couple pastors down southern Argentina, one from the biggest city down there, that really wants us to come to their city sometime. So invitations coming out of it, which is a sure sign of God's favor on us. So overall, I consider this whole trip a great success. After seeming to be dormant in a lot of ways for quite a while, building up a base here, which has been now paying off, it seems like everything's already all of a sudden taken off in Argentina, kind of like the new president that they just elected that's making worldwide news because he's totally going away from all the socialist stuff and really preaching a strong Christian message, even though he's Jewish. Janice Lane just sent me an announcement from David Herzog Ministries, which is a pretty well-known big evangelistic prophetic ministry, that they are coming to Argentina this next week and are going to actually be starting a crusade in Buenos Aires the day I'm actually leaving. And he stated that it was a very strategic time for Argentina, which I concur with that. It is a very strategic time here, so now I see why the Lord's really launched this ministry back in action, at least in Argentina. Side note, I just found out a while back that my cousin is actually the main worship leader for David Herzog. So I'll have to meet him sometime because I don't think I've ever met this cousin of mine who's actually based in Arizona, like David Herzog. So maybe there'll be a connection there in the future. So I'm determined to keep this short. But I just want to thank you all again who've been declaring, interceding for me, and all those who have supported me financially in order for me to do that. Because without the whole team of us, the whole body working together, there's no way I could do any of this. I was thinking that I may be here into the first week of February, but It seems pretty clear the Lord showed me that I should leave earlier now. So right now I'm actually shooting to leave on the 26th and trying to catch a standby flight as I usually do when I'm flying internationally where American flies. So please intercede for me. That's this next Friday night is when I'll be catching a plane, trying to get to Dallas, and then from there directly to Phoenix. I'll send out a note to the intercessor team if there's any changes to my plans and flying out the night of the 26th. Love and hugs, as they say, from Argentina.